This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. So it sounds like that hack of federal employee data could be much bigger and much worse than previously disclosed, making it basically just like every big cyber attack in the past year or two. And that reveals a new truth about cybersecurity. Breaches are just an everyday affliction in life now. And for the business of security, that means a shift from prevention to detection and mitigation. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
These days, data breaches are a little like the flu. Stomach-churning, head-splitting, and there's no foolproof way to prevent getting sick.
It's impossible to, you know, live in a bubble and do business.
That's Greg Young, a security researcher at Gartner.
As long as you have technology and you have people, unless you have neither of those, you know, you are at risk.
That doesn't take businesses off the hook for good hygiene. Just like you and I still wash our hands, even get a flu shot to try to avoid getting whacked, companies have to do the same to avoid a breach. Josh Goldfarb is with the cybersecurity company FireEye.
People still need preventative type equipment and preventative type devices.
But now he says cybersecurity firms are looking beyond those basics.
They're realizing that they need to also focus on the subject of detection and response.
Cybersecurity is now the hand soap and the doctor and the Tamiflu. But the new reality that companies will get hacked, will get sick, means there's a growing business cleaning up the mess. Take cyber insurance.
It's growing incredibly fast.
Robert Shaker is with the cybersecurity firm Symantec.
Some companies who don't currently have a cyber insurance department are creating them. Customers are flocking to their brokers to ask for this type of coverage.
And coughing up some cash to pay for it. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.